Now a look at one of the coolest celestial events of the year that we can actually see from here on Earth. The annual Perseid meteor shower is officially underway, and during its peak, experts say this year's show could be even more spectacular than usual.
Here with us now to talk about the meteor shower and how best to see it is Bob Bonader. He's the director of the Daniel M. Sorif Planetarium at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
So first off, what's actually happening in the sky that causes us to see this spectacular display every year?
Well, what's happening is our planet Earth orbits the sun, right? And these comets leave a bunch of debris, other comets, and then we simply orbit through this debris field. And it's these little dust grains from the comet falling through our atmosphere very fast, mind you, that creates the shooting star.
I understand. I keep hearing this is going to be a good Perseid, Bob, and I hear it has something to do with Jupiter, maybe, and I don't understand why.
Well, Jupiter is it's a big gas giant, right? And it actually has more mass than all of the other planets put together. And what it's doing out there, its big gravity is pulling these dust grains from the comet more into our orbital path, the Earth's path. So Jupiter is affecting this debris, and that's going to make a better meteor shower, hopefully.
And the Perseids go over a few days. What's the span of it this year, and when is it expected to peak?
It's expected to peak the night of August the 11th. The morning of the 12th, though, is better. If it's a tall order, but if people can get up early and get away from streetlights, and if it's clear, they're going to see a heck of a show.
Talking about the Perseid meteor shower with Bob Bonader from the Milwaukee Public Museum. He directs the planetarium there. Okay, Bob, we've stocked up on bug spray. I think that's going to be key to this. Where do we look in the sky to see the Perseids?
Oh, this is the easiest part. Just get a blanket, lawn chair, lie on your back, and look up. And it's, of course, better to do it with friends and family, and then you can start counting them, right? One, two, did you see that? And you just look all over, because the human eyes can only cover about 20-25% of the sky. So that's why if you're with friends or family, you can see everything.
And so we can see them with the naked eye, but is there any benefit in bringing along a telescope or other visual aid?
Not really. This is the time to give that a break. The sky's always great through a telescope too, but this, for a meteor shower, just lie on your back and look up.
And cities really are a problem to see something like this. All the light makes it really hard to see these meteors, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And just getting away from the streetlights on any night besides a meteor shower is worth your effort, because the stars are just gorgeous and against the black velvet of night. And now get away from the streetlights if you can. Make a night of it. Do the night picnic, pack your beverages and food and just have a great time.
So you said late night on the 11th or morning, and I'm thinking you're saying very, very, very early morning on the 12th. Kind of what hours, if people are going to get themselves, either stay up or get themselves out of bed, what hours will they get the most bang for their buck?
Best hours would be a couple hours before dawn. Sunrise is about 6 o'clock here in eastern Wisconsin. Just if you're up by 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and for those couple hours before the dawn hits, should be great. Those are the best times, or any time after midnight. If you can stay up that late, try to stay up a couple hours after midnight. The reason the morning sky is better is because the Earth is now, you're facing the way that the Earth is orbiting the sun. It's kind of a strange analogy is if you're driving in a car, you're always going to see more bugs on the front of your windshield than the back of your windshield, right?
Right.
Okay. So after midnight, we're now turning. Now we're looking out the front windshield. Before midnight, we're looking out the back windshield. So that's why if you get up early, it's much better.
Now, Bob, I've been foiled in years past. I'm on a vacation. I'm in a remote place. Great. It's August. I'm going to see stars. I'm going to see the Perseids. And I get out at night, and there's the full moon. It's beautiful, and it's bright, and I can't see anything else hardly. Where's the moon as the Perseids peak?
The moon sets a little before 1 o'clock, so it's perfect. And that's by the time the meteor shower will start ramping up is right around that time. So the moon will be done. That's great. And try to douse any other lights you have around you. Just get away from them.
Now, we hear about the Perseids about this time every year. Are there other regular meteor showers at other times of the year that we should maybe put on our calendars?
The other one we always recommend is the Geminids in December, about 12th, 13th of December. But, of course, it's very cold those months. But that's why the Perseids are always great. It's August. It's beautiful. But the Geminids is the other big one in December.
Although no mosquitoes in December.
Right, exactly.
Well, I want to talk about what we're actually seeing. When I think meteor, I'm thinking this big chunk of space stuff. Really, though, it sounds like this is dust. This is tiny debris making these splashes of light, right?
Right, very tiny, mostly dust grains. Think of a grain of sand at a beach. Try to hold one grain of sand. That's pretty small. And the brighter ones, of course, are pebble-sized or, you know, a little bigger. And, yeah, they're very small, but there's lots of them, and the key is the speed. They're traveling through the atmosphere at 20 to 40 miles per second, and it's not so much the little dust grain burning up, it's the heating of the atmosphere that you're seeing. That's the streak also. That's 95% of it is the heating of the atmosphere, not so much the rock burning up.
Are there any other big astronomical events on the horizon, one might say?
Well, all the planets are in the evening sky right now, all five visible planets, and that's a treat, though a couple, Mercury and Venus, are pretty low in the western horizon. But over the next few nights, Thursday and Friday here, you can use the moon to guide your eye. The moon will be a nice sliver crescent moon over in the west, and it'll pass by Mercury tomorrow night and Jupiter on Friday night.
And do we have any hot eclipse action coming up anytime soon, Bob?
Oh, I'm 382 days away. Not that I'm counting. It's actually next August. We're getting ready for the huge, big solar eclipse. It's going to sweep across America. The first one to do that in 99 years. We're doing a lecture tomorrow night here at the Planetarium at the Public Museum, which is also our Thank You Thursday, Cole's Thank You Thursday. The museum is free, so come on down, see the lecture, see the museum. And this eclipse, you don't want to miss this eclipse. It's your best chance. It's not going to be total here in Milwaukee. We're leading a little trip down to the St. Louis area. But total solar eclipses, I've been doing this stuff for a while. They are the most awesome sky sight you can see.
Yeah, it seems like they keep being in the news, but not here. Or, you know, it's on the wrong side of the planet,
right?
When it's daylight.
If you don't leave Milwaukee, you have to wait till 2099, just to give you an idea. It'll be a long time, but there's one happening next August 21st, 2017, and we're excited about it.
Well, as we wrap up, Bob, what kind of programs do you have at the Planetarium at the Milwaukee Public Museum?
Well, we do Wisconsin stargazing every day here at the Planetarium at the museum, and we're featuring the meteor shower, of course, right now. And we have a show about the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs, talking about rocks from space. You know, that was the big rock that hit us 66 million years ago. And so we have a great show on that. And we're getting ready for a cool exhibit called Hidden Wisconsin in the museum coming up in October. So lots of stuff always going on here.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for being with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Bob Bonador, director of the Daniel M. Soroff Planetarium at the Public Museum. He joined us to talk about this year's Perseid meteor shower.
Coming up, there was a time when U.S. presidents, by and large, were trusted implicitly by a lot of the population. What changed? We'll talk to the author of the book, Why Presidents Fail. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.